Isaac's family lived in peace and prosperity in the Promised Land. Isaac, who was Abraham's heir and successor, loved and honored the Lord, but he was far from having the faith and strength of character of his father. He was a gentle, quiet man, obedient to God and sincere, but whose life was never marked by great acts of faith. God spoke to him twice, simply to confirm the promises already made to Abraham. With age, the patriarch's eyes grew so weak that he could no longer see. Feeling that his end was near, he decided to give his blessing to the elder of his twin boys, Esau. Esau, a skilled hunter, used to bring back wild game that his father loved to eat, which was one of the reasons he was Isaac's favorite son. So the patriarch said to him one day, "My son, I am now an old man, and do not know the day of my death. Now then, go and hunt some game for me. Prepare me a dish of that tasty food I like, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die." This solemn blessing, Abraham's covenant blessing, was given to invoke the favor of God upon the covenant's successor. But even before the twin boys were born, God had already declared that the older would serve the younger. Isaac also knew that Esau had sold his birthright to Jacob for some lentil stew. But without even consulting God, guided simply by natural preference, Isaac chose as heir to the divine covenant this son who was lacking in faith and devoid of any spiritual motivation. As for Esau, he simply ignored the oath he had sworn to Jacob when he sold him the birthright and all the prerogatives that went with it, and he set out to hunt game to obtain his father's blessing. But in doing so, he broke his oath to Jacob. Isaac's plan failed because Rebekah overheard the conversation between her husband and their elder son. She knew that Jacob, her favorite, was destined by God to be Isaac's heir, all the more so as Esau had shown himself unworthy of the patriarchal inheritance by marrying two Hittite women. These Canaanite wives were, for Esau's parents, a source of bitterness, since they came from a heathen nation which had no part in the covenant promises. But Rebekah, instead of looking to God to intervene in this matter, resorted to lies and deceit in order to obtain the patriarch's blessing for Jacob. She told her younger son what his father intended to do, and said, "Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Bring me two choice young goats, so I can prepare food for your father, the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." Jacob was uneasy. "My brother is a hairy man," he replied, "and I am smooth-skinned. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him, and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing." His mother answered, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say." So Jacob went and brought the young goats, and his mother prepared the food the way his father liked it. Then she took Esau's best clothes and put them on Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with goatskins. Jacob took the food, went to his father, and said, "My father, I have done as you told me." Isaac answered, "Who is it?" "I am Esau, your firstborn," said Jacob. "Please eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac was perplexed. "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" he asked. Without a moment's hesitation, Jacob replied, "The Lord your God gave me success." Unconvinced, Isaac said, "Come near, so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize his younger son because his hands were hairy, like those of his brother Esau. Still uncertain, he asked once more, "Are you really my son Esau?" "I am," Jacob replied. So Isaac ate and drank, and then he said, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." Jacob went to him and kissed him, and his father caught the smell of Esau's clothes and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed." So he pronounced his blessing on Jacob. Next episode, Jacob's flight.